expectation for Beatriz, Richard, R-I-C-H-E-R-T, as in today, July 9, 26, address as a letter, Dr. Saxena. Excuse me, erase that. Address as a letter to PRISN, P-R-I-S-N, 4632249. Dear sirs at PRISN, follow up for Mrs. Richard Beatriz. She is 99-year-old lady, unable to come in person. We did telemedicine audio with Dr. Teresa, patient very hard of hearing, activity is limited, uses a walker, no falling episode. She's very independent, lives alone, but family checks on her and provides some help with meals, also meals on wheels, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or abdominal pain, denies infection in the urine, no incontinence, wears compressing stockings, no ulcers, claudication, does have night cramps, no chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea, no oxygen or CPAP machine. Medication list review, I will highlight lisinopril Norvasc. Blood pressure at home, 142/69, weight 120. I hear her with no evidence of severe respiratory distress. She's able to speak in full sentences. No expressive aphasia. Next paragraph, chemistry, January creatinine was 1.5, which is higher than baseline. Present GFR 30. Minor low sodium and high potassium, normal acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, anemia 11. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B to 4, question progression, no overt symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. At her age, she will not be a candidate for dialysis. She's known to have a small kidneys, atrophic, without obstruction or urinary retention. This, however, was from 3 years ago. We will monitor the potassium, sodium, and anemia. Presently no EPO treatment of phosphorus binders. Continue saying lisinopril. Blood pressure at home is fair. Given that she lives alone, we are definitely trying to prevent any low blood pressure or falling. All questions answered from Teresa. Night cramps are very difficult to assess and treat. End of dictation.